It's KQED News. I'm Guy Marzorati. Oakland Mayor Sheng Tao's no-good, very-bad week got worse today. About 24 federal law enforcement officials raided her home this morning, driving away with 5 or 6 boxes. This comes days after a measure to recall her from office qualified for the November ballot. Joining me now to discuss the latest and some of the political implications for Tao is KQED's Annalise Finney. Hey, Annalise.
Hey, Guy.
So there's still a lot to learn about the FBI raid on Tao's home this morning, but what do we know at this point?
Well, in a statement to KQED, the FBI confirmed that it had conducted court-authorized law enforcement activity in the area of her home, but they really wouldn't provide any further details. I was out there today, and some neighbors told me that around 6 a.m., they heard loud bangs on the door of Mayor Tao's house, people asking for her to open the door. And it seems like FBI were in there for a number of hours, from coming out later, as you mentioned earlier, with a bunch of boxes. They drove off and didn't say much to reporters.
So this raid at Tao's home, it was one of at least 3 other FBI raids that happened today in Oakland. What do we know about those other raids?
What we know from local reporting is that the other raids targeted members of the Jung family. They're a Vietnamese-American family that run Oakland's curbside recycling service. They're also prominent members of the Vietnamese-American Business Association in Oakland. The raids targeted 2 homes associated with the family and the Cal Waste offices near Jack London Square. The family was previously investigated in 2019 for illegal campaign donations to Tao and other Oakland elected officials.
Right, so we still don't know why the FBI raided Mayor Tao's house, but obviously this comes at an interesting, a perilous political time for Tao. She's now officially facing a recall election.
That's right. Just this Tuesday, Oakland city officials and county officials confirmed the recall campaign had submitted enough signatures to qualify for a recall election. That will most likely be held in November, but we're not exactly quite sure when that will happen. Oakland City Council will decide that date in July. Either way, whenever it's scheduled, today's news is very bad for Mayor Tao. Here is what one political consultant, PJ Johnston, had to say about it.
At the initial stages of any kind of investigation, it's all bad publicity, and you are almost helpless in your ability to fight back, at least in the early stages.
So essentially, no matter what happens with this investigation, even if she's cleared ultimately, what she's facing right now is weeks, potentially months of bad press.
What have we heard from Tao about the law enforcement activity today?
So far, Tao has said nothing. She missed 2 scheduled appearances today, one at a San Francisco affordable housing event and another at a police press conference about the shooting that happened at Lake Merritt yesterday following Juneteenth celebrations. For what it's worth, she's also barely said anything about the recall, apart from a statement or two where she seemed to reference the recall in passing, but didn't really address it directly. I spoke to some neighbors near Tao's house who said they're really looking for her leadership on this. It's confusing. There's a recall. There's FBI raids. People want to hear what's going on, and they want Tao to step up and take leadership in this pretty chaotic moment for Oakland.
Interesting. So no word from Tao directly yet. What's been the reaction from her allies, her opponents in the East Bay?
Well, proponents of the recall have certainly been celebrating on social media today. I also spoke with a former city councilwoman who said that, you know, with everything going on in Oakland, this feels like a really unfortunate distraction. She pointed out the shooting that happened last night at Lake Merritt following Juneteenth celebrations, where at least 4 people were injured. She said, you know, this is a bummer in part because it means governing Oakland just got a lot harder for Mayor Tao.
KQED's Annalise Finney, thanks so much.
Thanks, Guy.
And I'm Guy Marzorati, KQED News.